Blog Talk Radio.
Your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Again, you know that's one of my favorite songs. You are listening to It's Working by William Murphy. Hallelujah. The scriptures say all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. My God, my God, my God. Truly, I need things to be working together today for my good. Amen, amen. I'm not going to complain, though. I'm going to go on because I know one thing. God knows everything. He knows what's going to happen before it even occurs. But nevertheless, we once again welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. How many know that grace and favor is in our destiny? Amen. Grace and favor is upon our lives. And because of that, we can give God some glory and we can give him some praise. Amen. We have been so excited about this topic, healing for our issues. Healing for our issues. And if none of us have any issues, then hey, I'm like, I always say it, I believe this. When we get to a stage where we don't have anything that's bothering us and our ways are perfect, then you know what? We have no reason to even call upon God. We have no reason to even petition him. If all is well every day, why would we have a need to call upon a God? Why would we have a need to even go before him? Amen. But I thank God for Jesus. Oh, Lord, I bless him for Jesus. I thank him because he came to redeem man back, to restore us. Because if it was not for the second man, Adam, who was Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. God would have ended it all right at the very beginning. But I thank God for Jesus. Aren't you happy about it? Aren't you glad that you have a Savior, amen, that died, that you might have a right to the tree of life? Oh, I bless him today. I bless him in spite of the circumstances, in spite of our issues, in spite of everything that we have to deal with on a daily basis. If it was not for Jesus, glory to God. The psalmist said, Psalm 124, if it had not been for the Lord, Sister T, if it had not been for the Lord, Mother Charity, who was on our side, where would we be? When men gave up on us. Hallelujah. When they scandalized our name. Amen. Even as children, when some of our family members doubted that we would be anything, God had his hand upon our lives. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. This is a time of reflection. This is a time to remember what the Lord has already done. This is a time to reflect upon your humble beginnings. This is a time to say, Lord, if it had not been for you, Jesus, I don't know about you all, but I know I was counted out of this race. Hey. You don't know this, Shia. When I left New Orleans 30 years ago, amen, I didn't know what my future behold. I didn't even, hallelujah, didn't know anybody. Going to a strange city, Los Angeles, California. Oh, I just got to testify right now. Hallelujah. Even when I got word maybe about 40 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, that the speaker wasn't able to come on. Hallelujah. I was down in my spirit, mother. And I said, but that's all right. You're no more shy. Hallelujah. I'm going on. Amen. I'm going on. Hallelujah. This is an assignment. Amen. And I take it very seriously. Well, I'm not feeling the greatest in my body today. Hallelujah. But when I think on the goodness of Jesus, when I think on you, the Messiah, when I think on everything that he's done for me, when I think on where he's brought me from, something begins to well up on the inside, amen, and I find the praise. I find the praise even though my physical man is not feeling the greatest today. I have to find the praise. And, you know, I have a reason. I have a reason to give him some praise. Amen. My Bible tells me to be instant in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be instant in season and out of season. What does that mean, Mother? Amen. When I feel like it, I still have to go. When I don't feel like it, I still have to go. Amen. When I don't have a word, I can always remember where he's brought me from. I can always testify about his goodness because he's been good to me. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. When I think I could have been in prison, when I think I could have been hospitalized, when I think I could have been strung out on drugs for the rest of my life, when I think about I could be homeless and sleeping up under the bridge, when I think about it, wouldn't have shoes to put on my feet, when I think I didn't have eyes to see, hallelujah, legs to walk, hallelujah, to walk, needing somebody to come and assist me. Oh, I can find a praise. I can find a praise, amen. I can manufacture a praise, hallelujah, because I've lived this life. I know what God can do. Hallelujah, I know he'll bring you out. I know he'll pick you up out of a horrible pit. I know what God can do, will do, and shall do. Oh, that's why I give him praise. I don't let nobody deter me. Hallelujah. Sometimes you begin to think about what you're going through. And you think about where you're at now. And sometimes you may get a little depressed and you get a little down on yourself. Oh, but if you can remember that we serve a great God, if you can remember that the same God we serve, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changed. Hallelujah. I wasn't feeling the greatest. And when I got that news, I just got the news maybe about 45 minutes ago, and I was posting on Facebook, hallelujah, and I was posting on Twitter, hallelujah, our speaker and our show for today, amen, and then I made a call. I was trying to get Minister Democrat to see if he was available. I don't even see him on the line today, hallelujah, but God knows one thing. The Bible said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing. God promised that he would be in the midst. Hey, when I pull up the studio and dialed in, I saw Sister T. Then I saw Mother Charity tying on. Hallelujah. And I said, we're talking about healing for our issues. Sometimes we want to tell people how to be healed. We won't tell them about their issues. Oh, but what about ours? What about your issues? We all got some issues. We all have some issues. Hallelujah. And I had one today. And I said, Lord, hallelujah, thank God I have a speaker today. Ah, hallelujah. But when I got that word about an hour, 45 minutes ago, I said, all right, Lord, hallelujah, I'm going on. I'm going on. I got the show must go on. Amen. These celebrities and these actors in there and these actresses, amen, when something happened, honey, they got a double. They have somebody already ready, already standing in stead to go through it. Hallelujah. And I know God always have a ram in a bush. Hallelujah. Because if we can't do anything but testify of his goodness, that's enough. That's enough to encourage somebody, Mother. That's enough to let somebody know that God, hallelujah, he's never late. He's an on-time God. He'll always show up when you need him. He'll always be there for you. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, I'll take you up. I'll take you up. Hallelujah. We're talking about healing for our issues today. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to testify a little bit today. Amen. Because my physical man was wasn't the greatest, and I said, I'm just going to take me a down day to day, hallelujah, and I'm just going to rest because I've been running and I've been doing this and doing that. And sometimes the Lord wants you to retreat, hallelujah. Sometimes he wants you to get away and get in a quiet place where nobody can disturb you and nobody can bother you, and you can just feast on his goodness. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless you today, God. I thank you today, God. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Even the lions today. Hey, you don't know no shaya. Hey, glory to God. Ah, you don't know no see ye. Thank you, Lord. Can't even get the lines to open up. That's all right, but we going to move forward. Ha, you don't know no shaya. Some way, somehow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I give him glory and I give him praise. I was trying to get Sister T's line open and trying to get Mother's line open. Thank you, Jesus. And everything is just turning around. Hallelujah. But how many know that God is still in control? Amen. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come before you today, God. This Wednesday, hallelujah, the 21st day of May in the year of 2014, God, we came to give you glory. We came to give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord God, I come against everything that's not like you today. Hallelujah. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I bind everything that's working right now in the name of Jesus. This radio broadcast will go forth. Hallelujah. Somebody will be encouraged. Somebody will be inspired. Hallelujah. Somebody will be empowered to know that there is healing for their issues. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I come before you today, God. Hallelujah. And I'm thanking you for all that you're doing right now. I'm thanking you for your mercy. I'm thanking you for your grace this morning, this afternoon, rather. Hallelujah. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where we would be today, God. Well, I'm thanking him for grace today. I'm thanking him for his mercies, are everlasting. His mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care what I'm going through. I still serve a God that is able. I serve a God that will never fail. I serve a God that will always hear me. I serve a God that will answer every request that I put before him. Oh, I serve an awesome God. I am the Messiah, an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I give him praise today. Hallelujah. I come against everything in the Messiah that would try to hinder God's work. In the name of Jesus, I come against it and I bind it. I bind every negative element that's out in the force right now. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And I'm standing on your word today, God. You say, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on it. Any one thing, Lord God, you would be in the midst, God. We're touching and agreeing right now that this broadcast will go forth. Hallelujah, that a word would be spoken to encourage. Hey, glory to God, I hear you, Lord, right now. Oh, God, you said in your word, hallelujah, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You said for us not to lean into our own understanding, but you said in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. God, I'm acknowledging you today, God. You are the potter, and we are the clay. God, we're still on the wheel. Hallelujah. We still need your help. Without you, God, we could do nothing. Without you, God, we would fail. Oh, we're lifting you up right now, God. And as we're giving you praise right now, God, we feel our help coming, God. We still, hallelujah, the healing power is working right now. We know that deliverance is ours. We know that victory is ours. The songwriter said, victory. victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, I bless him today. I bless him today. Oh, I give you glory today, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, thank God for Mother Cherry today. Oh, thank her for her consistency. I thank you for being faithful, God. Oh, yeah, I thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge. Oh, God, I thank you for our daughter, Deborah, God. I thank you for Sister Barbara, our sister today, God. I thank you for these women of God, holy women of God that love you, Lord God, holy women of God, hallelujah, that are pursuing everything that's in this kingdom, hallelujah, that's following after righteousness. Oh, God, I thank you for Sister T. There may be some other ones on the line. I can't see them. Hallelujah, but God knows everything. God knows everything. Hallelujah. He knows every voice that's on this line today. There's nothing hidden from him. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, God. I give you glory. I give you praise today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you, Lord God. We're going to praise you, God. We're going to thank you anyway. We're thanking you anyway. In spite of difficulty, in spite of distractions, in spite of anything that is negative, God, we're praising you anyway. Hey, glory, because we know that there's no failure in you, God. Hallelujah, we know that there's no failure in you. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, we love you today, God. Oh, we lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah, we have no other Savior but you, God. No other Savior but you, God. No other Savior but you, God. You are the wise God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise today, God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we know that the earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. They that dwell in it, they belong to you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to hide this word in our heart, God. Oh, even as the word today, our topic for this week, healing for all issues, God. We bless you today, God. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you today, God. I remember all that you've done, God. I give you glory for it today, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. Oh, glory to God, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Yes, Yanomoshiye. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, you know no Messiah. Ah, glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, you know Messiah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, God. Oh, you know no Messiah. Ah, glory to God. You know Messiah. You know no Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Burns is on the line. Amen. She's able to see the studio. I can't see the three callers. Amen. So open your line, Minister Burns, and let's see who's on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. There's Mother. Thank you, Mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister Ruby? Yes, Sister Ruby? Thank you, Lord Jesus, today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Where did
everybody go? I don't know. Like it all of a sudden, everybody dropped off.
Did your phone set off?
I don't know. I didn't hear it beeping.
Okay, I can't see anything. Everything is just spinning with
me. Yeah, we couldn't hear you at all.
I had to cut off a minute. I was talking to her. Praise the Lord, Mother Charity. I came
yeah,
on.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. How you feeling today?
Blessed. Thank you so much for the prayer. I know it was the Lord sent you. God
oh,
bless
yeah.
Minister Burns, Billy? Minister Billy? 919.
Is anybody else on the line?
Sister T.
I'm sorry. I was muted.
Minister Billy?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bernard, Minister Billy is on the line.
Amen. Is Minister Democrat Billy, are you able to speak? Or I got your message late. But anyway, who else? Is it anybody else on the line?
Minister Billy, Burns, Sister T, Mother Charity, and me.
Okay. Are you able to see the switchboard, too, Minister Byrne?
I am, yes.
Do you see the same thing Sister Ruby see?
Yes, I don't know everybody's name. I see, but I see there are four callers, including myself.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you able to, what are we going to just maybe testify or something if you're not ready to go forward, Billy?
Okay, I do have something prepared. I'm not a speaker per se. I'm more of a minister, but I do have something that I put together, you know, that with the help of the Lord. And
all right, well, minister, that's what we all are, ministers, so we all can go forth in the word with that. But let's just let Aunt Mother Charity to pray, and then we're gonna bring Minister Billy right on up.
Okay, Evangelist Bernard, just a minute. You know all the lines are open. Did you open them all?
No, I can't do anything on my end.
Oh, okay.
I opened them. Do you want me to close them, or are you going to handle it now? You going to handle it, Sister Ruby?
Oh, yeah, because you're going to bring the word. Okay, Mother Charity, your line is open.
Yes, right.
Oh,
praise the Lord. What y'all want?
I want you to open up with prayer.
Oh, okay. I don't know, already prayed. Y'all couldn't hear me, but
I've already prayed, but I want Mother to do a prayer anyway since we have everybody open.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
oh, bless you,
and all he has done for me, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' precious and mighty name today, we're grateful, oh God, for another day, Lord, that you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus, that we might come together once again and glorify and magnify your great name today. For certainly you are great and greatly to be praised, my God. We thank you, Lord, for all of thy goodness. Hallelujah, that you have bestowed upon us today in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise, oh God, today. Hallelujah. For, Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for each and every one, Lord, on this line today, that you will let your blessings be upon them, oh God. You have the sister to bring forth the words of life, oh God, today. Give us ear to hear and a heart to receive your word, my God, and hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you, oh Savior. Lord, bless today. Give strength today. Hallelujah. Encourage every heart today in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth, my God. Bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, we need your help today, for we can do nothing without you, Lord. But we're able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us today. Strengthen your people, oh God. Encourage your people's heart today in the name of Jesus. My God, we'll certainly praise you, my Savior, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. We'll ever praise your name, my God. And we thank you for all of thy blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Mother. We thank God for that opening prayer. We certainly thank God for our host of our Saturday segment being with us today. That's none other than Minister Billy Burns. Amen. She's been hosting this Saturday segment almost about a year and a half now. So we thank God for her. So we're going to go to her again. Our topic is healing for our issues. So God bless you. Thank God she was able to come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Burns.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for that prayer, Mother, and please be praying for me. Like I said, I am not necessarily a speaker, but I can say something for the Lord out of my experiences.
Amen. Bless her, Jesus.
Out of my experiences. And I'm coming from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. I want to read the whole thing, but I'm not going to read the whole thing, but verses 1 through 12, and then I'm going to drop down to verse 20.
All right. Second Chronicles
20.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites and some of the Midianites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom and from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Gezion, Tamar, which is El Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. When Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new court and said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will call out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came across Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they repay us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army as it is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Then dropping down to 20, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tokiah. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet, and you will be successful. Amen. Amen. As I was reading this, as I was reading these verses, when evangelist asked me to speak, I was asking the Lord. I said, Lord, you know that I'm not really a preacher per se. I can say something for you, and I can talk. But what do you want me to say? We're talking about issues. That's what has been on the topic for the past couple of weeks. So I said, Lord, what do you want me to say to them? Well, the Lord gave this to me, I believe. I said, in my life, I've been faced with people that have come to me and told me that trouble is coming. We get situations that are not just ours that burden us down, that are issues for us, but issues with our children. I remember an issue with my husband when he was told that he had colon cancer, even issues with family members that are close to me. There's one thing, now good news don't come that fast, but bad news comes fast, and people seem like they like to bring you the bad news and stand back and see just what you're going to do. But in our text, King Jehoshaphat, when he received that bad news, the first thing he did, and it's something that as I've walked with God, and I don't always do it, but he turned to God. He did. He went to the Lord. He said, Lord, what are we going to do? His speech was eloquent. He reminded God of who he was and that he ruled over them. He told God how powerful he was and that no one could stand him, withstand against him. He questioned him about what he had done for his ancestors, Abraham's descendants, and reminded him that Abraham was his friend. He said that we have built you a sanctuary, and in our problems, in our troubles, we will come and stand in your presence and cry out to you. And not only will we cry out to you, but you will hear us. And not only will you just hear us, but you will save us. When we have problems, we know that we can go to God, and we know that he hears us. I like to say that when I'm praying, when I pray for somebody, so that I hear it in my ear and so that they hear it in their ear, that God hears me when I'm praying. He hears me, and not only will he hear me, but he will answer me. And will he answer me? And just, he'll save me. He'll save me. So in Psalms 86 and 7, the psalm says, in the day of my trouble, I will call on thee, for you will answer me. Hallelujah. So we know that God will hear us and he'll answer us in the issues of our lives. Hallelujah. So how many times have I not called on God first? You know, sometimes we just get so bombarded by the issues of life that we just start trying to handle them. We just think that we should just, you know, we should do what we know to do instead of going to God and asking him. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get out of my mind and I try to handle things on my own. But when I go to my Father and leave it in his hands, I know that he will handle them. Jehoshaphat started naming the problems instead of telling the problems about his God. God wants us to tell not him about the problems that we're having, not the issues that are in our lives, but he wants us to tell our issues and tell our problems about our God. I remember when my husband was faced with colon cancer, and God healed him. He healed him through the physician's hands, but this day, 10 years later, he is still cancer-free. Hallelujah. And we know that man didn't do that on his own, but that it was God. God healed him. That was an issue in our life. I remember when my son was faced with a situation where he could have gone to prison. Then I knew I couldn't handle that. So I went straight to God, and I called for my prayer warriors, and I called for my sisters and brothers in the Lord, and I said, stand with me against this enemy trying to destroy my son. I stood, and I claimed scriptures, and I quoted scriptures over him, and I quoted scriptures to myself, To this day, my son doesn't have a record. Hallelujah. He doesn't have anything on his record that holds this over his head. I just thank God, because I know that when I go and when I do what I know that I'm supposed to do, going, coming to God and giving him my issues, then I will be okay. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. We need to go to God. We need to go to God. Hallelujah. God will deliver us from failing health. He'll deliver us from bad relationships. He'll deliver us from crooked deals. Did you know that God will keep us from going into a situation that is bad for us if we come to him first, and if we put him in the midst of our situation? He'll work it out for us. Hallelujah. I know that he's gone through some things that other people maybe have lost their minds over. But when I go to God and when I ask God to help me, God has always come through. Maybe not the way that I always want it to be. It's not always going to work out the way that we want it to be. Hallelujah. But this year I have started saying, God is in control, and he knows what's best. So I just trust him. Hallelujah. I don't look at the situation. I have to keep my eyes on God. Hallelujah. So that if the situation doesn't work out the way that I need it to work out or the way that I think it should work out, I know that God is in control and that he loves me. Hallelujah. God said, he said that God would judge them when he went to fight.
That's right.
Okay. God judged them because we are not able to fight this battle and we don't know what to do. Everybody in Jerusalem and Judea came out and stood before the Lord, waiting to hear what he would say. When we come to God, I listened to Minister Democrat's message where he was talking about forming a clot formation. That just blessed my soul because sometimes we're out here as long rangers, you know.
Yeah.
We'll call somebody when we have like a dire emergency, but just to have somebody all the time that's praying with you and you can talk to and have your problems. I know that I don't have that. I don't have somebody that I can go to all the time. I have that I'm close to, that knows everything. Adrian, Evangelist Bernard, Adrian, I'm able to go to her, but we don't talk all the time, but I know that she's praying for me. But I don't have that clot formation, and I've been asking the Lord, Lord, give me a clot formation that I can come together with and pray the problems that we have, all of us, individually and collectively. We're in a time where we have to come together and pray. If there are so many things that are happening out in the world. Over Facebook, I see so many young ladies are being kidnapped. The situation in Africa where they kidnapped all of those girls from school, the price of gas going up, they don't want to raise up the minimum wage. It's just so many things for us to pray about. We should not be long rangers, but we should come together collectively and pray. Hallelujah. Okay, so everybody in Judah and Jerusalem came out and stood before the Lord, waiting to hear what he would say. Then Jahaziel, a descendant of Asaph, who wrote some of the Psalms, who have been inquiring of the Lord. Verse 15 says, listen, O king, and all that live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of this large army, for the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. When we have issues that we are facing and it doesn't seem like we can win them, I know the situation with my son, I didn't think that we were going to win. I just thought that, you know, it was such a tremendous thing that was hovering over him that I just felt like he wasn't going to win it, even though I was, you know, the man that brought his son to Jesus. We first took him to the disciples, and the disciples were not able to cast out the demon from him, and he had to take him to Jesus. And he said, you know, Jesus asked him, the Father, he said, do you believe? And he said, yes, I believe. And then he came right back and he said, but help my unbelief. That was the state that we sometimes find ourselves in. We believe God and we know he can do it, but will he do it for me? We don't always believe that God is going to do it for us, but with our belief and with our clot formation, we can break through that barrier and get the victory that we're after. He said, listen, O king, he said, and all that live in Jerusalem, he said, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this army, because of this situation that's in front of you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Oh, God loves you. God is going to fix it in his time the way he sees that it's supposed to be fixed. Hallelujah. So he said, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. Yes. When we have issues that we are facing and we can't seem to win, we need someone in our lives to help us to remember the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. The word of the Lord came to them to march. He told them to go, even though they knew all of these countries had come together to fight them, and they knew that they would not be able to win this battle on their own. But God told them, he said, the word of the Lord came to him, he said, march against them, the army that they knew they couldn't beat. He told them how they would attack. You know, the Lord will expose the strategies of the enemy to us. Hallelujah. In our prayer time, he'll let you know just what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This in the Bible, it says that God doesn't do anything without letting the prophet know about it. So even if you're not clear on it, when you have somebody in your life that maybe is not necessarily their situation, but they're able to hear a little clearer from God because they're not clouded with the issue that they're facing, and they're able to tell you, this is how they're going to do it. This is what they're going to do. That's from God. You need someone to stand with you, praying for you, encouraging you in the word of the Lord. I heard the minister, hallelujah, that was such an awesome message that Minister Liberal Democrat preached about the clot formation and people standing with you, and it helped me to know that I need to get my clot formation, because we're not at the end of this thing yet. We're near the end, but we're not at the end, and things are going to get worse. The scripture says that people are going to wax worse and worse. So we need to form that clot formation so that we can be covered and that we can be protected, and we can always hear what the Lord is saying to us. Hallelujah. You need someone to stand with you. I heard the messenger, and I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. He tells them again, the minister tells them again, he said, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I tell you now, in the situation that you may be facing, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. He said, go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. How many times have we faced issues that we don't know, that we know that we can't handle, but the Lord will take up the fight? They didn't even have to fight. When they went there, he told them to stand their ground. The Lord used them. They fought one another. They killed one another. And when it was all over, it took Judah and Jerusalem 4 days to collect all of the things that were left over, the lots, the prize. It took them 4 days to collect. That's how God will bless us. That's how God will bless us. The king did something that we have to do. He said, worship. He said, they stood and they worshiped. Hallelujah. They worshiped before the Lord. I'm not talking about shouting. I'm not talking about running around. I'm talking about pure worship from our heart, singing songs to the Lord, saying his words to him, that he loves us, and we know that he loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. He loves us. There is no good thing will he withhold from us. Hallelujah. I know the scripture said if we walk up right before him, but he said with loving kindness. Sometimes when our kids do things wrong and we were going to bless them with something, sometimes the Lord will touch us and say, give it to them anyway. Even though they messed up, let them know how much you love them and give it to them anyway. That draws them closer to you. That draws us closer to God when we say, Lord, even when I failed you, when I didn't do what I was supposed supposed to do, when I didn't say when I was supposed to say, when I didn't go when I was supposed to go, but you still bless me. Lord, next time I'll do it. Next time, Lord, try me again. Try, ah, Messiah, try me again, Lord, and next time I won't fail you. Hallelujah. The song says, don't wait until the battle is over, but shout now, because we know in the end we're going to end, win. Hallelujah. And the verse 20 says, early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. They set out. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you that live in Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Send Judah first. And we know that Judah means praise. Send praise. Sing praises unto God and thank him, for his love endures forever. The Lord loves us, saints, and he will fight our battles if we invite him in. We know that in the end, we are the winners. Hallelujah. The man of God told us to form our clot formation so that we will be ready when the enemy attacks. If we listen and believe the prophet, we will prosper in every battle and in every issue. The healing for our issues is in the Lord. We don't have to fight. Hallelujah. The Lord confused the battle, and they, in the end, they ended up killing one another. The Lord will confuse our enemies and make them fight themselves for us. If God be for you, who can be against you? And that's all I have.
Ah, wow. Well, you had something. Amen. The Bible said be instant in season and out of season. Amen. I wasn't feeling the greatest today. My help has come. Hallelujah. So when I got that word, I say, what? Jesus, I was trying to hit Minister Democrats. Come on. And then when the lines went haywire, you were on the line. So that was of God. That was a word, Minister Burns. Amen.
Woo, amen.
Glory to God. Trust God. Believe God. As she was reading this scripture, as I went a little bit further down, she stopped at verse 20. But verse 21 says, after consulting, and this is, I'm reading this out the New International Version, says, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Amen. And King James Version may say his mercy endures forever. That was a timely word. Amen. And if you have experiences, amen, you can always draw from your experiences. And as you were ministering, Minister Burns, I began to think about, you know, sometimes when we have issues, sometimes the issues are so devastating and they're so embarrassing, we don't want to share those issues and what we're going through with anybody. So sometimes we wanna keep them private. You know, I hear people say, oh, don't tell my business. I don't talk my business. Or, you know, sometimes even when we have unspoken requests, some things are so devastating and some things are so traumatic that we're ashamed. We're ashamed, and we don't want to share those issues with anybody, because if we do, especially when it comes to our children, you know, you hear you praising God and you worshiping God and you training up your children in the way they should go, and boom, all of a sudden one of them get pregnant out of wedlock. Like even with me, with my granddaughter, you know, I was embarrassed. You know, you feel the embarrassment, especially when, you know, you praising God and you're a minister and you're preaching and teaching the gospel. And then, you know, after they're of age, hey, they're on their own. So my granddaughter was 20 years old, and she had a baby out of wedlock. But I still, I felt the embarrassment. I felt the sting of that, because here, I'm raising them in the fear of the Lord, and you done went out and made a mistake, and you got pregnant. What? I was so upset. Amen. But it was no reason for me to stay in that state because guess what? Eventually everybody was going to know her. She wasn't living in my home anymore. And I tell them, I still tell them till this day, it didn't happen on my watch. You know, she was 20 years old on her own. She wasn't in my house. But still, you feel that. You know, you're hurt. You're embarrassed by it and what have you. So you don't have, like she said, you don't have people that you can talk to, and especially when your children are facing criminal charges or something, and you're like, you believe in God for it, but you know, you've been saying, well, this thing is awful. I can't share this with nobody. So all I can do is take this to Jesus. I'm not going to let anybody know what has happened. Amen? But do you know when they are involved and some criminal activity, you don't have to tell nobody. It's public record. They can go on the internet and find out everything they need to know about your case, about your situation, or what have you. But sometimes we want to hide, and we don't want to reveal that thing, and the enemy will start talking. It ain't the Lord, because God told us to take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. But
yes,
sometimes we don't want to do that because we don't want people to know what's going on with our family, what's going on with our children. Amen. But when they flash on public television, the world going to know again. And you know what? I'm finding out if we can't befriend one another, especially those of us that have the Holy Ghost, those of us that are sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, you should be able to share your issues with somebody in the Lord. Because remember, the Bible said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing. If you're keeping that thing to nobody but you and your family, then guess what? If your family are not prayed up, if your family don't have the Holy Ghost, if your family is not laying prostrate, if they're not interceding for anybody, then it's just like that thing. Nobody knows. You better hook up with somebody, because James said the effectual, in the book of James, it said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So many times, Minister Burns, we don't have that confidence in one another.
Right.
And that's a bad thing to say about the people of God, that we don't have the confidence, we don't feel comfortable enough with one another to share our issues, what we're going through. If one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight, then you better try to find some confidence in somebody that you know they're not going to put your business in the street, but they're going to take what you're going through, and they're going to take it before the throne of grace. That's where we got to take. We got to bring it to the Lord anyway. So now why?
Oh.
Can y'all hear me? Oh.
Yes.
Okay, then Evangelist Bernard dropped off a minute. Let's see who's on the... Okay. There's a problem. You'll connect. Okay, then that's a blessing. She dropped off a minute, so... did you want to say something, Minister Billy, till she get back on?
yeah, just like she's saying, that we should have confidence with one another to be able to share the things that, you know, our issues in our lives, and we are one in Christ. We have to learn how to trust one another and to be trustworthy
It's one thing to trust, you trust, but then when you get hurt, sometimes you don't want to trust anymore. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to share anymore because you know that an issue is going to, you know, that it's going to be spread around. I was able to share that with my sister Adrienne, and she prayed along with me. But I just, the message that Minister Democrat preached, I think it was last week, was just so awesome to me. And it just got me to thinking that and asking the Lord, Lord, show me, you know, who I should be linked up with as far as, you know, in prayer. It doesn't have to be somebody in the state that I'm living in. It can be, you know, someone somewhere else. Just show me, you know, who it is. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Minister Burns?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a blessing. Okay, she haven't came back off. I think she dropped. The switchboard dropped. But that's a blessing. So did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, Minister Burns?
No, I'm finished. That's all I had.
Okay, then that's a blessing. So it was just a blessing to hear that from Jehoshaphat and how the Lord has blessed and delivered. And you were on, and she said she couldn't get on, and she couldn't see anybody on the switchboard, so I've been calling in on the phone regularly. I hadn't pulled up the switchboard, so I pulled it up. And thank the Lord, because you could go ahead on and concentrate on what the Lord has given you for his precious people. And, you know, I'm going to open up the lines, and once Evangelist Bernard get back on, she can mand it. Okay, since she's talking about we're going here, Minister Liberal Democrat, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Amen. A wonderful word today, and amen. Woman of God, amen. I praise God for, amen, you being obedient and pressing, amen, your way through. It was important for us to hear this message from this woman of God today because this week we're talking about healing for our issues. And God wanted to let you know in the middle of your situation, I'm going to bring you through and whatnot. So, amen to God. We know we got intercessors on this line, woman of God, that was praying you through and whatnot. God wanted to show us application of what it looks like when you are in the middle of your issue and you believe in God, what happens. Amen. These messages aren't just coming off the wall. These messages, amen to God, is for us, the body that's listening. And when this woman of God was speaking and whatnot, and she was talking about how they were surrounded, it's funny how God will sit you in the middle of your enemies and surround you and whatnot. More than once, and when God has prepared a table before me, like I'm supposed to eat dinner, God, and I got my enemies coming from my left. Am I right? You know, and I'm surrounded, but I'm supposed to just eat this food and be and just believe God and whatnot. God is showing us through messages like this, amen, the woman of God going forth and whatnot. We understand that it's not by preparation, but it's by God. And we believe that every word that come out of the people of God's mouth for us, it does not go for void, and this is what God is teaching us, amen, to God, to, amen, not depend on us, amen, but depend on his word, amen. If the Bible says, amen, something that comes out of my mouth is for somebody, and it's not going to go for void, amen, to God, I got to believe it. If God tell me I'm surrounded by all my enemies, but I'm still going to win this battle, it sounds crazy. And whatnot. That's why we almost got to be supernatural, amen, to be Christians these days, because your natural belief system tells you it's impossible, amen. I've been diagnosed this, or this been said about me. I'm surrounded by. Ain't no way in the world I can get out of this. But this is true. In the world, you ain't gonna get through this. But with God, all things are possible, and you know, that's why I said, woman of God, when she was preaching this thing and whatnot, when they were surrounded, the first thing he said was fast. And what he said, he declared a fast. Yeah. And those that's listening to this line right now, amen of God, amen, if you don't stop fasting and whatnot, amen of God, you know, and you're seeing stuff and you're losing and stuff like that, battles, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, amen. And we want to just give you this. And what that means, you got some rope. Amen to God. So amen to God. So somebody, amen to God, we want to give you that. You got rope. And whatnot. Now to get your rope stronger, because, you know, sometimes my rope is loose. But to get your rope stronger, you're going to have to fast and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then when you bind it, guess what? Your rope can get strong. Then you can begin to bind a strong man in your house, in your congregation, in your ministry. You got rope with you. You got power. You got power in your life. Right this second, use some rope. They can give you a rope. But you're a weak rope if you're not fasting. And you ain't gonna be able to bind that demon like that. When you just think of you had a cowboy or a cowgirl just roping stuff. If you got a weak rope, they're gonna just keep come out because you got them loose knots. Amen. The adversary, that bad habit gonna keep coming back up. That problem gonna keep coming back up. But if you got a strong rope, because you fasted, hallelujah. Whatever you bound on earth. Gonna be by, that means you a cowgirl. I got some cowgirls on this phone, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I got some cowboys on this phone. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, gonna be bound to heaven. So, amen, what is your rope looking like right now? Amen, amen, amen. If you're fasting, when you bind that thing up, it's gonna stay tied up. Amen, hallelujah. Amen to God, but you got to fast. Amen to God. So when the woman of God was telling us the word today, you're going to be surrounded a lot. Amen. Amen. Don't think you're going to just get out of this battle. You're going to go through a whole bunch of more battles. Amen. So you might as well get that rope strong right now. Amen. If you're on this line, you might as well get your lasso powers ready, because the Bible said whatever you bind on earth. So he's giving you a rope. What you doing with your rope right now? Amen, 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 amen. Do you know how to tie a strong knot yet? Is you fasting? Because you're going to continuously find yourself surrounded by folk that don't like you, by traps. You're going to find yourself surrounded by people, amen to God, but you're going to have that rope. Now, if you have that rope and you can bind up stuff, hallelujah. Amen to God. Amen. Whatever comes around you, if you begin to fast, they ran back to Jesus. Jesus, our rope is loose. Amen to God. Amen to God. I can't get with this one. You ain't tell us how to deal with this one. He said fasting and prayer with that one. Amen. For your rope to get tight, fast and pray. Then you want to bind stuff on this planet Earth. Amen. That you want to bind up that lack. Amen. Bind it up. You want to tie a tight knot. The Bible says fast, right? Amen to God. This time comes out by much fasting and praying. And then when you bind it, amen to God, watch what happened. There ain't no coincidence that the woman of God said, amen to God, that you're going to be surrounded today. Some of you might call in today surrounded. Amen. Kids acting up, family acting up, finance, you surrounded. But you as a practicing Christian still have a charge to keep. You still got to tie that knot. Amen to God. When you surround it, amen, look at Jehoshaphat. They was coming from the left, the right, the side, and whatnot. But you still have, amen, to tie that rope up. That's your job as a believer. In spite of what's going on around me, I still got to fast. Hallelujah. In spite of what's still going on, I still got to pray. Amen to God. So amen to God. And I'm going to tell you now, amen, when you're tying that rope up, sometimes you're going to be going through some stuff. The woman of God, God said, look, I'm going to give you an example today. This preacher, this prophet, this woman of God, as she's speaking to you, hallelujah, amen to God. She said, I didn't get a chance to prepare like I want, but amen to God, it ain't about her. God wanted to show you application. He wanted to show you what it looked like, what you going through. You ain't get a chance to prepare for that bill that came in the mail, did you? You ain't get a chance to prepare for your daughter acting up. You ain't get a chance to prepare for that bad news. But even though you didn't get a chance to prepare, even though you did not get a chance to prepare for it, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that. Amen to God. You ain't going to get a chance to prepare for everything. But amen to God. The woman of God showed you today. Amen, amen. If you fast, my God, if you ain't fasting, amen to God, turn your plate down, amen, and watch what God will do. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I'm encouraged because I saw an actual application of somebody pressing anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. This woman of God fasting. Somewhere she done turned the plate down. I believe that in Jesus' name. You ain't going to be prepared for everything, saints. Know that word today. You ain't going to be able to be prepared for everything that comes in your life. But when it comes, amen. You got work to do. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Minister.
Hallelujah.
You back on.
Amen. Amen.
you. We have a couple of callers' phone numbers. New, I don't know. Do you want
to? All right, let's go for the ones been on. The ones that just came on, we'll get them after the ones been on. Just go down the list, Sister Ruby. Thank you.
Okay. Mother Charity?
Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. I certainly did enjoy Sister Burns. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bringing forth those words of life today. Praise God. And it was just so relevant to today's things that we're going through to let you to know that God will fight our battles, you know, if we keep still. Amen. And we ask God and make sure that we put God before everything that we do. Praise the Lord. Before we go into these battles, we should be going into it with the Lord on our side and looking for the Lord to fight our battles. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, he can't fail. He going to bring us out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But when we go in thinking we can do something, that's when we going to fail. But you got to take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right,
and
Mother.
And that was a dynamic thing that Brother Democrat had brought forth. I remember that message, amen, hallelujah, talking about that clot in the blood, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, how it can stop up things. Glory to God. But I remember that, amen, those words of life. We need to hide it in our heart in the name of Jesus because it helps us, oh, Lord. And I thank God, amen, for everything that was said today, amen. Y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
Amen. That was a blessing. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, an honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, to Minister Billy Burns, and all the people of God. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. I was able to listen to the word, and it seems like every time when 1 o'clock comes, God had me ministering to somebody, but I really enjoyed the word on today, and I'm going to use it in my daily life. It's going to help me because, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I know God only allowed me to even be connected to certain people, and I just thank God that He only allowed me to even use the things that were going on in my life to talk to certain people about, you know. So I just thank God that I see how he is cleansing me and renewing me, and I see how he has delivered me and set me free, you know. Haven't really pushed my plate back. I'm going to work on that. Y'all pray for me. You know, my family's from Louisiana. We like to eat, so please keep me in prayer on that aspect. But I noticed that I won't put certain things in my mouth, you know. I noticed that I'm cautious of what I eat because I know God, he wants our temple clean. So I see how the Lord is cleaning up my temple, or how he's dealing with me as praying and being in my word. And I just find myself just worshiping him, you know, throughout my whole day, just singing melodies and stuff to him. So, and I thank God because I know that my steps are ordered and how he is just covering me. Because how can I go out and witness to anybody if God hasn't cleaned me up? So I've seen how he's cleaned me up now, and I'm able to give my testimony of, you know, how I went through so much, how God brought me out. And I mean, the people on this line can attest to some of the things that I went through, but you know, God, I know God only allowed that to happen. So now that I am out here, even today on the streets of Stockton, even though I'm driving now, I hear him tell me, pull over and go witness to somebody. So I just thank God for what he's doing. I know I'm growing closer to God because of this line, and I tell anybody, you know, God is a faithful God. God is a loving God. God is a caring God. And I know we are faced with so many different situations. We don't know what's going to happen to us next. But I'm at the point in my life, whatever will be, and God will work it out anyway. He already has the situation under control. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And be encouraged, Minister Bill Burns. You might not think that you are a preacher, but you minister God's word today, and
yes,
I thank God.
Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ah, glory to God.
Lord, glory to your name.
Thank you. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, thank you, sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. I give God all the honor. I lift him up on this afternoon. Mm. I just thank God for God being God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I just give honor to Sister Ruby. I'm glad you're back, Sister Ruby. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I missed you, and I definitely thank God for you. I give honor to Minister Burns. I tell you, the word was such encouragement to me. You did say you were not a preacher, but you have ministered the word to my spirit on today. So I thank God. It's so much that I could say, but I just want to say that I'm in prayer for you, that you find the prayer partner or the prayer partners that you need. Because, like you said, it's needed at this time. It's time to pray like never before.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the body to come together and pray. And it's a shame when you can't find anyone that you can trust. But there is someone.
That's
God is going to lead you. There is someone or some people, and he's going to lead you to the right people or the right person, because it's time to pray. And you are a powerful praying woman, and you're going to be able to pray with a group or with a person that you'll be able to pray and get things answered. See, some people are praying, and they're praying amiss. But I know when you pray that you're not praying amiss. And I just thank God for you. I love you. And I thank God for you and your husband. I thank God for your segment on Saturday mornings. And God bless you. And I tell you, keep on speaking, preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Peggy Jones, she brought the word yesterday.
Amen. I want to say good evening to everyone. I had to get on and off. You know how it is when you do something for God, and then Satan comes in. On yesterday, after I got off the call, they trying out this new medicine with me, and it made my body feel like it was going to it was like it was just dropping. All my vital signs dropped. And my husband had to take me to the doctor yesterday, to the emergency room last night. We've been there at about 12 o'clock, but I served the devil notice.
Hey, glory!
He should have taken me out when I was in the world.
Come on now.
There's no matter what me today, I tell you what, no matter what he does to me today, if he take me out, I'm going to glory. Amen.
Hey, glory.
I had to go now without a fight, baby. Yes. I had to get on and off the call, but the part that I heard, I wanted to say to Minister Burns, I love Jehoshaphat's story. We have to get more into reading the Old Testament. They have a lot of good, encouraging stories for us. But I wanted to say this one thing. I heard the ladies talking about you're a confident and evangelist. Bernard said, but this morning, after I woke up from being on that morphine, I looked at our group me. We have a group me in our church where we can encourage each other throughout the day, and it's called group me. You might want to consider getting that for your church. I woke up and I grabbed my phone and I looked on the group me to see what my pastor had put on there, and I just want to share this with you guys, and then I'm going to be finished. Her statement came. She said, we have heard this part of this before, and she said, are you a trash can or a refrigerator? Do people put trash in you? Or things they need to keep well. So I heard the part where you said we need to be more of a confident person. People can rely on us and trust us. We keep going back to Minister Democrat. You gotta know who your clock formation is. Your clock formation. And if you had your clock formation, then you would know who's the trash can and who's the refrigerator.
We can
trust and who we can dump. You know, sometimes you just got to dump some stuff out. But you got to be dumping out, and then you got to be mindful who you trust in. So I just wanted to say that to you guys today. I didn't get off the call because I wanted to. I got off the call because the doctor had called in, and they tried to get my medicine right. They had given me too much medicine, and so they had to lower some of the doses down. So you guys keep me in prayer because Satan, he's on his job.
Glory to him.
You know what? A lot of times he finds us not on our job. Amen. That's the reason why he's able to conquer us a lot of time because we are not on our job. But on yesterday, I was on my job, and I was able to do what God asked me to do. And because of my obedience, he took care of me at the hospital, and we was able to come home today. So I just wanted to tell you guys again, I enjoyed this. I really enjoyed. I look forward to 3 o'clock. I hate the fact that Saturday comes around and Sunday comes around, and we don't be on the call. But I look forward to Monday through Friday. And God bless you guys, and I'm gonna be praying for each and every one of you. You guys are praying for your ministry as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Peggy. She had her on time word on yesterday. I tell you, God is the. You know, and as I sit here, you know, these messages are going forward 5 days a week. We've been on this broadcast next month. It'll be 2.5 years. And we probably have over 500 and some odd messages. Do you know, there won't be no excuses. God is not going to accept any excuses from those that come on this line, those that listen on the archives and on the internet and call. We are inexcusable. We won't have no excuses. God is not going to even accept none. Because all of these messages, they're going to testify against us. Oh, yeah. They're going to testify against us. So I pray that we are being strengthened where we can encourage someone else. Amen. We're just not on this line because we don't have anything else to do. All of us can find something else to do during this hour, during this second hour. So we're not on here to play. We're not on here to win no popularity contest and all of this stuff. We are here to encourage, inspire, and empower people. Amen. People are surfing the net 24 hours a day looking through a word. Just 2 weeks ago, the young lady was on the line. She said she seen it on she was surfing the internet, and she said she had a spirit of suicide that was on her. Minister Democrat, Prophetess Berlin prayed for her. So we don't know what God is doing. We better take these messages serious. Hallelujah. I just had to throw that in there. Sometimes we just think, you know, well, I'm just, you know, it's just like a habit, you know, where, you know, like some people have to go to Starbucks every day to get their coffee. Well, it's a mind thing. They program their mind to thinking that, hey, I need this. Honey, I'm here to tell you, you need Jesus. You need a dose of the Holy Ghost. You need prayer. You need this word. That's the things we think we need, we really don't need them. But we need Jesus, and we need his word every day. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, Lord, help me today. Amen. Who else we have on here, Sister Ruby? God bless. So glad to see Sister Ruby back with us. I tell you, she don't realize how much we need her. The saints of God need you, Sister Ruby. Amen. I tell you, I need it, Sister Ruby and Minister Burns today, because this, on my end, I was experiencing a lot of difficulties today because, you know what, this word had to go forth. And Minister Burns, you were the only one could deliver that word today because it was already preordained for you to speak today. Amen. Yeah, God always has somebody in the bush. But, you know, when we say, well, we can't do, God going to say, what you mean you can't do?
I've already equipped you with everything you need to go forward. And that's what he, in this word coming forth through you today, it was to encourage you also, because when, once we begin to speak the word finds us before it even finds anybody else, because we are hearing what we're speaking. And as we're hearing it, God is strengthening us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So good to see Sister Ruby back with us. She was right on time today, I tell you. Amen. Is it anybody else on the line?
Yes, 614,
yes.
Area code 614-8043.
Yes.
Nothing
who are we talking to?
Sister Lou. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, God bless you.
Yes, I wanted prayer, like an emergency prayer, really. Our lawyers, we have three of them, got a surprise direction today that they had to report to the government. People have been trying to take away what God has given us, and so I wanted prayer. They will have the favor of God, and whoever they have to meet today, they're on the plane now. They had to get on a 5 o'clock plane.
Okay, what's your name again? What's your name again, sweetheart?
Sister Lou.
Oh,
Sister Lou. Okay, you've been on our line before, right?
Yes, some months ago. But
okay, okay. Is that the same situation we were praying about with your lawyers and your finances,
yes,
with your estate?
It is.
Okay.
There's some people now that have come in who are pretending to know us, and they do not. They've been very rude and outrageous, cursing out people, even just this week. So I wanted prayer in the name of Jesus that this craziness stops and that we can support the ministries God has told us to support in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Safe trip there and back, and that these officials, government officials, will find nothing wrong with our paperwork. And we will get a relief.
All right, Sister Lou. Well, we're going to ask our prophetess Darlene, our minister Democrat, our minister Burns, whoever feel led to pray for this situation with
Minister Burns, pray for me.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand now, Lord, with our sister. We come against the attack of the enemy. Father, we say that we are victorious because of you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, be with the attorneys as they travel over the airways. Lord, let them find the papers in order when they get there. We come against the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. We pronounce, hallelujah, we declare and we decree that things will work out for the favor of our sister, Lord, that she will be able to do the work that you have commanded her to do. And Father, as she does it, give her, Lord Jesus, the mind to do exactly what you said for us to do, Lord, that she will not misuse the funds, that the funds will be appropriated to the right ministry, Lord, the ministry that you have ordained for it to go. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, give her clarity of thought. Hallelujah. Give her and whoever else is involved in this situation, Lord, that they will have the mind of Christ. Lord, we need your mind. We need your mind now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because we know that when we pray, you hear us and you will answer. You will come to our rescue. Bring them there safely. Bring them home safely. All things in order and according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Lou. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. By way of announcements, and then we're going to go back to our speaker for the final remarks and have her to close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. We want to remind you that tomorrow Bishop Jesse Grant will be speaking with us
speaking for us on tomorrow. So sign on early. He's on early. He do what he have to do, and he's gone. Amen. So we looking forward to that on tomorrow. Amen. Also, remember, those of you that still would like to sponsor someone for this father-daughter talk conference, they extended it this week. Amen. So you're still able to sow. Amen. We're going to, we have about 15 people. I had 23, but the other 7 or 8 have not responded. So we are going to be sponsoring those young ladies and young men to go here in New Orleans for that conference. Amen. So we're looking forward to a great time. Continue to pray for Pastor R.C. Blake's and this upcoming conference. Amen. Also remember the Citywide Crusade. I'm excited about that and the ministry launch that's going to happen on September the 4th and the 6th. We've given you ample enough time, so we're looking for all of our callers and our listeners, some of our leaders to come down and participate and help us in flooding this city, walking the streets and talking to people and telling them about the good news. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking for Pastor Beatrice and Sister T. Amen. And Sister Leslie to come down and Minister Burns and her husband, Elder Burns, Prophetess Darlene. We're looking for to have a great crowd of witnesses here in this city where we can also be a witness. Amen. So I'm excited about that. So save those dates on your calendar. Also, the messages that are coming forth, Minister Democrat has been downloading them on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. They're all on our YouTube channel, so you certainly can go back to the channel, to the YouTube channel, and hear these messages. Amen. You can also, those of you that would like to donate, you can go do so on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. You don't have to send nothing through the mail. You can do it if you feel comfortable enough to do it through the website. Amen. We thank God for Mother Charity and Minister Democrat and those that have already sown, Mother Cannon. Amen. Minister Aaron Singleton, Sister Verona, all those that have sown for this father-daughter conference. We thank God for looking forward to Minister Peggy Jones to be with us also. So we thank God for that. So we're going to go back to, is there any other announcements? Minister Democrat, he deals with our YouTube channel. So let's see if he have any announcements. Amen. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. We just got caught up now. All the messages are up. If you go to New Destiny Ministry 1, amen, that's on YouTube. And ministry is spelled with a I-E instead of a Y. So that's New Destiny Ministry and the number 1 on YouTube. And you can listen to all the messages, amen, of God, that you've been listening to on here. Amen, of God. We have, amen, our Minister Peggy Jones. Amen, of God. We have, amen, amen, Elder, those of you that listened to the interview, amen, the other week. The presiding bishop stopped by, amen, of God, and gave us a Q&A. Amen, you can listen to that. Amen, and evangelist interviewing him as well. So, amen, all the messages go to New Destiny Ministry 1, amen, on YouTube. And you'll be able to listen to all the messages, amen, of God, that you hear on here. So you can put them in your Holy Ghost refrigerator. Amen, and thaw them out every now and then. Amen. And I just wanted to remember one woman of God. Amen. I didn't get her name, woman of God, but I was listening to the message that I was uploading. It was a woman of God that said that a woman had hung herself on a tree and whatnot, and she was considering suicide herself. Amen. I don't know this woman of God name, but you know we want to just remember her. There's a spirit, amen, of going around of depression, amen, of God that's taking people out. So we want to. That's a strong man, amen. So I don't know her name, but amen, of God, we just want to remind those that heard that message or that broadcast that you know that's a spirit. Amen, of God. Just, amen. Use your rope, amen, of God, to amen, to choke that demon out. Amen, amen. Whatever you bind on earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. So I didn't get her name, but amen. Just remember that woman of God, amen. This unspoken request, I guess, because I don't know her name, but amen. Saints, just hold her up, amen, of God, that, amen, she will choose life, amen, in spite of what's going on around her. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. That was the same young woman that you prayed for that said the spirit of suicide was up on her
one of her friend's daughters hung herself on Mother's Day, so we'll continue to pray for that family. Amen.
My Lord,
we're going to go to Sister Ruby for her remarks, and then we're going to go to Minister Burns and let her close us out. Amen. Sister Ruby, so good to have you back.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
You know, it's something how the Lord orchestrates this broadcast and everything that we're under the Lord. It was a blessed word, Minister Burns, coming from you. The Lord using you mightily in that area. I said, you know, normally I call in. I just call in. You know, I don't even pop up the computer or anything. And then when I heard Evandice Bernard praying and saying she couldn't see who was on the line, I'm saying, she on a new computer. What's going on? So my immediate thing was to bring up the internet and go on and pull it on through here, and Minister Burns was on, and she had opened up before I got there, because I haven't been coming on the switchboard, Saints. I just called in, and, you know, the regular. And I'm saying, Lord, you are, you know, God is awesome. He operates the way he wanted. And I was sort of hesitant. I said I hadn't heard from Evandice Bernard, and I didn't want to overwalk her because, you know, she plans different things and do different things. So I said, well, let me hit this the regular phone. And then she said she couldn't get on. And I'm saying my immediate thing was to go and bring up this switchboard. So thank you, Lord. He knows what he's doing on his because he orchestrated it and set it up.
All the time.
I'm a reflection on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm excited, and every time Prophetess Darlene Davis pray for me, it seemed like the night before I come on, and then the Lord had Mother Charity to call and encourage me, and I know everybody was praying. So that was truly a blessing. So I just wanted to say Jesus is real. And he's on the main line. He was on the main line today because he sure got me on this switchboard. So pray my
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Only done it, Minister Billy Burns. Hallelujah. And then you had to come off to bring the word. So isn't God awesome?
Yes,
yes.
He is.
Nothing you can do with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and certainly we want you all to support Minister Burns. She's on Saturday morning. I have moved in a different time zone, so I'm able to tune in a little bit more now. But make the sacrifice, those that's on the West Coast, that's 5 in the morning. Eastern time, it's 8 in the morning. Call in and support that broadcast. It is under our umbrella, and she is my friend and my sister in Christ Jesus. So call on Saturday morning. Make the sacrifices. Call. She has wonderful people coming on, sharing their testimony. Remember, our revelation over in Revelation 12 and 11, it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So the call-in number is the same, area code 858-683-1334. And she's on every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you have a testimony, she'll open up the lines and allow you to share your testimony. She's been doing this for over a year and a half now, so we thank God for her and thank God for her faithfulness, and certainly thank God for her beautiful family and her anointed husband, Elder Burns. So we thank God for her. Thank God for that word today. Amen. Going back to her for her last word, and she can close us out with a word of prayer.
Well, I just want to say thank you for allowing me and, you know, to deliver a word. I'm not so apt to do that. I do talk, but I don't usually preach. So
yes, you can talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I just want to say, continue to pray for Sister Bernard's. I'm just waiting for that day when we can celebrate her sister coming home. And
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, we're just anxiously waiting for that day, and just believe in God, you know, for that, because that'll open up the door for more people to be able to be released. I have a cousin that I guess under that same law that she was incarcerated under, had never been in trouble before, but due to, you know, he was doing wrong due to the economics. He was selling drugs, and he got caught. Never a serviceman, got out of service, never had anything, but because of this law, he was given a very stiff sentence. And so we just, you know, his name, I hold his name. Can't think of his name. But anyway, the Lord knows his name. The Lord knows his name, and just hold him up in prayer. Father, we just thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness,
Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy unto us. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done and all that our ears have heard today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the word comes to encourage, and it has been encouragement to be myself delivering the word. Father, I just bless you now. I give you all the praise. Lord, I hold up every man and woman on this line right now. Lord, give them, hallelujah, the desires of their hearts. Lord, the desire to serve you, the desire you said in your word that it is you that work both to will and to do your pleasures into
us. That's right.
So, Lord, we stand before you, hallelujah, willing, hallelujah, open to your will, hallelujah. Use us for your glory, Lord, to draw men and women, boys and girls unto you. Lord, use us. Bless, hallelujah, the worldwide crusade that my sister is having. Bless each and every ministry. Lord, we give you the praise.
Yes,
we won't take any glory for ourselves, but we give you all the praise,
yes,
all the honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. And we pray this and seal it in the name of Jesus. In
Jesus'
name.
Jesus,
Lord. In the name of Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Savior.
Bless
thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It just dropped in my spirit. I want you all to really pray for Sister Cammy and Sister Patrice. Hey,
Father, we hold them up now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you put it on our heart, Lord Jesus, to bring it to you, Lord, so we stand in unison, bringing Sister Patrice and those that are involved with her. Father, in the name of Jesus, work every situation out, oh God. Oh God, whatever is needed, hallelujah, you know. We may not know, but you know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We don't wait until we hear the end result, because we know that you are in control, and we know that you love us. We thank you now, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for working that situation out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, Lord. Bless her, b
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for ministering to us. We thank you for strengthening us right now, God. Remember
thank you, Jesus.
Remember our boys, God. Remember our grandchildren in the name
yes,
of Lord.
Yes, God.
Strengthen us, God. Keep us, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
increase
you.
Our faith, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Today,
do a thing, oh God. Do a thing, God.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and even my mother, God.
Savior, Savior.
Oh, Savior. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come against every affliction, God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Undertake, Lord. Undertake, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah, until we get a breakthrough. Hey, you know, no more sight.
Hallelujah. God wanted us to come back to the altar. I don't care how much you read. How much you hear the word of God. Hallelujah. God said, Jesus said, he's kind. Come out by fasting. Hallelujah. Some things come by fasting. Some of these spirits that's in the land, if we don't fast, we won't get rid of them. When you look, they'll be coming in your house. When you look, they'll be coming into your heart. When you look, they'll be drawing you away from the Lord. It's time to fast. It's time to fast, people of God. I keep hearing the Lord saying fast. I don't know who this for. Hallelujah. But you better go back to fasting.
Right.
You better go back to putting 2 or 3 days a week. Hallelujah. And telling the Lord, I'm not going to eat nothing today, God. I'm going to give you a word today. I'm not going to go out the house today. I'm going to lay prostrate.
Hallelujah.
Because I need to hear from you. Oh, when you need to hear from God, you got to separate yourself. He said, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Then you got to, then you'll hear the Lord. We got to get rid of some of this stuff. Turn off the television. Turn off the radio. Get in a quiet place until the Lord speaks to you. We get so busy, and that's what I had to do today. I wasn't feeling good in my body. But I had already said, I'm cutting it off today. I won't be going nowhere. I won't be driving anywhere today. Hallelujah. I need to get in touch with God. Hey, you know, Messiah. And that's why the enemy was mad. I don't want to see nobody today. All I want to do is see Jesus. When you can picture Jesus in your mind. When you can get a portrait of Jesus. God will start calming you. When you spend quiet time with God, then guess what? You can hear God talk. You can receive his instructions. But the devil wants us to be so busy. He wants us to be running here and running there. Because guess what? He's trying to confuse us. He don't want us to see what God is really, what God is putting before us. And when we get so busy doing everything, like Minister Peggy said, we get so busy running and doing for our family until we miss God. We miss our blessings because we're not focused on the right things. Yes, you got to do things for your family. Yes, you got to do things for your children. But you better make some time for God. You better carve out an hour, 2, 3, 4, whatever you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This weekend, Hallelujah. I'm going to rent me a hotel room. That's what I'm going to do. This is what I need to do for me.
That's right.
See, Lord have mercy. I know what God has spoken in my spirit. Hey, glory to God. You've got to get away from everything.
Hallelujah.
And say, Lord, this is your time. This is your time. I'm going to get, not to be no big wig, but I need a quiet place where I can hear
from
God. A quiet place where God can minister to me. It's good to go to church and hear the word, but sometimes you need to steal away. Hallelujah, because he knew the hour was approaching. He knew the hour was approaching, and this flesh, the fleshly part of Jesus didn't wanna deal with that hour. So he had to steal away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even in that last hour, he had to confess. He said, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? Then when he came to himself, he realized, for this cause you came, baby. Then he said, Lord, not my will, Sister Ruby. God, this flesh don't want to go through nothing. But we got to deny this flesh If we don't see Jesus, we got to deny this flesh if we want victory. We can't get no victory shouting like Minister Burns and preach today. The victory ain't going to come just because you shouting. You got to worship God.
Yes, God.
How do you worship him? In spirit and truth. How do you worship him? By adoring him. By telling him how great he is. By thanking him. Hallelujah for who he is. Not for what he can do. We already know what he can do. But just magnify him. And worship him for who he is. Just for
yes,
who he is.
God.
Because of who he is.
Hallelujah.
I got to get away. I've been dealing with some things here in the law. I have to go to, I don't have to,
hello?
But I choose to go to my mother's house and host my broadcast. But I'm seeing some results, Mother Charity. I'm seeing my brother who is an alcoholic. I'm seeing him hearing the word. He came
wonderful.
To church with Sunday
yes.
morning. I was running late.
Wonderful. Jesus.
Do you know my brother was dressed and ready to go to church, and I forgot.
Praise God.
And I, by me being late, I went. I headed straight on to the church. And after service, my mother called me and she said, "What happened to you? Andrew was waiting on you." She said he was up and dressed with his, because he told me he didn't want to wear jeans all the time. He said, "I won't put on my nice slacks and shirt."
All
I
right.
said, "Can't tell me God ain't moving. This
all
is
right.
my brother." Sometimes he gets so full of his alcohol, he denounced God. But he told me I had to pay him to go. Hallelujah. But that's all right. The Bible said to win souls, you got to be wise. $20 wasn't nothing for me to get him in the church to hear the word. Now,
thank
guess
you,
what? He's telling me, "I'm going to come to church with you since you go early in the morning. I can make that set." He said, "How long they hold?" I said, "That's how he talk, y'all." He said, "How long they hold?" I said, "About an hour, hour and a half at the most." He said, "That's all right. I'll make that sacrifice." God is dealing with my brother.
All
he
right.
might have his own agenda, but God will take his agenda, Billy, and he'll turn that agenda that he thought he had. It'll be a God, Lord, I'm seeing God working in my brother.
Thank you, God.
Do this for my brother,
what you
think he's going to do for the rest of my family?
What you think he's going to do
for the neighborhood? When they see my brother going to church, his drinking buddies, they go say, tell your sister I'll come go with you too.
All right.
Nobody want to be alone. Nobody want to. See, he got some drinking buddies that he drink with. Guess what? When they see him change his life, they going to want to do the same thing.
We got to be wise.
I know he was coming to get that little money. But guess what? I know one thing. When he got there, God was going to deal with his heart. Because my mother brought us up. My mother had us in Sunday school as young children. We had to go to church. We had to go to Sunday school. So that word is in him. That word is in him. Even my mother, Minister Democrat, got a chance to talk with my mother. And she listened to him. I was looking at her. She was listening to the instructions that he gave her. Now, she might not implement them today, but she heard the instructions, and she admitted, Mother Charity. She told Minister Democrat, she said, "I have a gambling problem." Did she tell you that, Democrat?
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
She said, "I have a gambling problem." She admitted. She said, "I love to go to the casino." But she's going to the casino thinking she's going to hit a lick, and not for herself. She want to hit a lick where she can give to her family. That's in her mind.
Right.
My Lord.
I may not can appeal to her. See, we can, some people... Lord, y'all better hear me today. Some people we'll never be able to reach, but God got somebody that can reach them.
She don't hear me.
Right.
But she listen to Minister Democrat. She hear me talking about him. She hear me talking about Sister Ruby.
Yeah.
She hear me saying I got to get on the line with Papa God. She hear these names. And she know I ain't playing no games. So guess what? What she don't receive from me, she'll receive from one of these. I even told about Minister Burns. She remembered Minister Burns because we lived in Georgia. And I said, remember she had the boys? And, you know, my girls was trying to hook up with her boys. And then my mama said, yeah, I remember her. So leave God's business alone. Leave God's business alone. We don't know who God has assigned just for us to minister to.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everybody got, we all are ministers. I make and talk to Mother Charity, a sister, and she might receive me better than she received Mother Charity. Why?
I
can answer that question why, but I just know one thing. God has a people assigned specifically for us. See, the experiences that I have had may be different from Minister Billy Burns. She may have had some different experiences. So, see, I can go down in the hood. I can go where the dope fiends are. I can go where the crack addicts at. You know why? Because some of those people were my brother's friends. Some of those people, I went to school with their sisters. They know my family.
Yeah.
I can go in the hood and attract those kind of people.
My Lord.
Uh-huh. You might have been living in a high rise all your life, so all you can attract is the upper class people. But I could deal with the lower class.
Thank you, Lord.
That don't mean I'm no different than you. But
praise the Lord.
God has an assignment for you too. He has some souls out there. So Ruby can go out there in some of the areas that other people can't go out in. Guess what? She had a bus ministry. She drove the bus for 24 years. She was out there on drugs. Y'all heard her testimony? So she can go and talk to that person that's smoking the pipe.
That's right.
I'm telling you, y'all better hear me today. We got work to do. We have work to do.
Thank you, Lord.
There are souls that are waiting to hear a word from us.
Hallelujah.
And if we don't go where they are, they will not be coming where we are. We got to go out there. That's why the Bible said go out into the highways and the heavens and compare them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, y'all know the story. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When the king did a feast and he and nobody came, the people that he invited to come didn't come. And what did he tell his servants? He said, go out, and I want to get the lame, the cripple. That wasn't the king doing that. That was God. Because God wanted some of those people that weren't used to being in the king's presence to come and feast at his table. He said, go out and get them all. Compel them to come, because I'm having a feast. I want my house to be full. Lord. Now, I didn't design this today. Mother Charity, God knows Lord, I thank you right now.
Yeah, let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
Yes, God.
God is trying to talk to us. We can't come on this line every day and hear this word and then not apply it to our lives. Liberal Democrat can fly all over the nation and never tell nobody that. Brother, sister, do you know God got a better life for you? Now, if you fail to do that, God going to get him.
God going
to get him. You can't keep this gospel to yourself.
Come on.
God didn't save you just for you. He saved you and you can be a witness.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
You got to save somebody. You got to help somebody. We are helpers one to another.
us.
But
well,
that comes a time when we got to step out of our comfort zone and we got to go in the Lord night ward. We got to go on Bourbon Street. Not to go down there and do what they do, but guess what? There's somebody walking Bourbon Street to be that's thinking about going jump in the Mississippi River. And guess what? The only thing that's going to deter him from jumping in the river is seeing you. It's hearing a word from God.
That's right.
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
My love.
Help us today, God. All right, I'm going to get on. Anybody else? The lines is open. Anybody else got anything to share? Sister T, some of you all wasn't on the line yesterday to hear her testimony, how her mother's estate was released and God had blessed her, and she was able to go out and buy a new car. She's been catching the bus probably for the last 10 years. She never thought she'd be able to go on the car lot at the Mercedes-Benz dealership and buy a car.
Right.
But God, Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This was her season. This was her season to be blessed. God, remember Sister T going down to all these different places, these shelters and all that, tracks in her hand telling people about Jesus.
Oh,
sometimes she wasn't living up to the part. She told y'all that yesterday.
That's
but God looked at her heart. He said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. Put grace and favors on Sister T's life.
Because
guess what?
Lord.
She loved the Lord. Just because we make a mistake and err, that don't mean that we don't love God.
Amen.
But that
Amen.
Just means that we are a work in progress. God is still working some things out of us.
That's right.
That was a testimony. Y'all didn't hear it. Y'all go, she's going to have to come back and tell her testimony again. But God did that thing. God, Sister T lost her mother last year.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And
guess what? This week, her inheritance from her mother, the Bible said we have to leave a legacy. We have to leave an inheritance for our children. Sister T's mother loved the Lord. And she left something for her children.
Yeah.
And now, Sister T, hallelujah, God has blessed her. Amen. They could have held that money up for 5 or 10 years. But they released it because she's a child of God. Y'all, anybody else have anything to share? I'm telling y'all, y'all better hear God today. That word will minister. Burns have spoke today.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all better let it saturate y'all heart.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
God forever.
Jesus, she wasn't ready. She didn't even want to minister today. But she didn't have no other choice. She didn't have no other choice.
Look at God.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
You're going to do this thing today, Billy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I might be singing the blues tomorrow, but today I'm rejoicing like Jehoshaphat told the people of God. He said, give thanks to the Lord for his love and goodness forever.
Yes.
He told the people to worship.
Praise you today, Lord.
He said, believe God. Believe the prophet of God.
Jesus.
So shall you be successful. So shall you prosper.
Hallelujah.
All right, y'all better get off this line before the Blog Talk shut us down.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hey!
Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene, she always hold back. But I just believe the Lord has something in our spirit to share. Prophetess Darlene, don't hold back.
Praise the Lord. No, I don't have somebody calling you. Somebody saying evangelist. I think they were calling you. I don't have anything to share. God bless. Nothing. I'm all right. But I think somebody is calling you. They were calling you evangelist. I heard somebody calling you. I don't know. They're still calling you.
Anybody on the line was calling me? We see I have 8 callers on the line.
Evangelist.
Minister Democrat, who's calling me?
It's Sister T.
Go ahead, Sister T.
I just wanted to say this briefly. All I can say to everything that you said and everything that I mentioned yesterday, all I can say is to God be the glory for all the wonderful things he has done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
yes,
all
God.
I can say, because it wasn't
amen,
nothing but God's glory. It didn't have
amen,
nothing to do
amen.
With it had nothing to do with anything. All it had to do with was God and his
all
glory.
All right, all right.
So he gets the glory. He gets the glory for it all. But
that's
the devil
right.
is the bad. God is it for my good.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God.
Hallelujah.
All I can do is thank God. And
that's
look
all right.
at your seed because I'm going to put it in
thank,
the mail. That's all
thank,
I can say. Boy. Hallelujah. I want to hear what Prophet Darlene Davis has to say. Hallelujah. I know he has something to say. So I'm going to release this my stand and let Prophet Darlene say what she needs to say. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
y'all keep saying I have something to say. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I give God honor because I spoke on, I think, Monday. I don't know what day it was, but God gave me, he's been giving me for a while about hearing, seeing, and speaking. What do you hear? What do you see? What are you speaking? And what are you saying, you know, speaking?
Uh-huh.
And what are you hearing and what are you seeing? And since then, this God has been doing something through my hearing. And someone said to me last night, after I came off the prayer line, they said, when you speak a word, of course, God is going to take you through it. And God has just been letting me hear so many things in the spiritual realm even more. And so I just thank him because this is the hour that, as you were saying, Evangelist, that we must be praying and we must be fasting. And God led me to know that it's some things that we have to do in the ministry on the prayer line, even go back to fasting, because God was saying to me that I even had to steal away. So I know that was confirmation. You came back today and said I had to steal away and just shut down and so that I could hear him for the next move, because God
yes,
is going to do a shift and a change, and he's been ready to make a
all
move,
right, y'all,
and
I
the enemy's
going to
make a move. The enemy's going to make a move, and we got to be prepared for the next
Lord
move. We got to get preparation. We got to get instruction from the Holy Ghost, because God will not have us ignorant to the devices of the enemy. And so if we're not tuned in and separated, see, everybody's like scattered and doing this, and that's where the enemy wants people to be. But God won't have his people ignorant to the devices of the enemy. So he's going to give each one of us instructions. Some of people's instructions may be the same, but some may be different. And you do have to get a prayer group. You do have to get somebody that you can connect with, because this is not an individual
right.
thing. This is a body
that's
thing.
That's
and God
right.
is saying
that's
the body
right.
is an infective, that we have to come together as a whole. But before we can come together as a whole, we got the issue. You still talking about the issue, which is definitely what God is dealing with, because we have so many issues. Some of us think we don't have any issues, and some of us think we finished that issue. But some things, you know, you find out that you thought some things were going, but in the process of hearing the word, as we're hearing it, God begins to deal with you if you want to be dealt with. And I was saying to someone, a prophet on the other day, and I said, I don't know if I'm really, I said, I believe I forgave someone for certain things. I said, but I don't know if I really forgave. And I said, the truth is going to come when God put me to the test to be standing in front of that person. I said, but you know what? God ain't going to answer my prayers if I don't forgive. So I said, God, if there's an issue in me, deliver me. If there's anything in me that's keeping me from getting closer to you. And this is the hour that we got to let everything go. We got to let every hang up go, every situation go. And we may even have to let some people go. But God is saying this is the time that we're going to have to hear from him ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to hear the instructions from him. So I just thank God on today for this broadcast. I just thank today for the word about issues. And I just thank God today for Minister Burns once again. And I tell you, God has been dealing with the heart. He's been dealing with our minds. He's been dealing with our spirits. And he's saying, but he wants us to come up higher. He wants us to come closer to him. So hear what God is telling you, what he wants you to hear. Get tuned in to what God is. He's going to give us some instructions. How to defeat the enemy. How to overcome some situations. So I just want to say thank God for y'all and God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Y'all thought I was talking. God confirmed his word. Anybody else? If not, I'm going to close on out with his work. And thank you, Minister Billy. We love you, Sister Ruby. Minister Peggy, all of you all that's on the line.
Love
you dearly.
You.
Amen. Minister, this is going to be on tomorrow, friend. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Hey, thank you. All right.
I'm going to put it on, back on. It went on.
Oh, okay.
For favor,
all right.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor.
Yeah.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say. To reap what I
for grace, for
God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus.